Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. White House has emphasized the United States has made zero concessions in agreeing to face-to-face talks between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The White House is insisting that Mr. Trump's surprise acceptance of a Kim invitation to meet resulted from months of preparation that involved relevant U.S. government agencies. U.S. Navy War College National Security Professor Tom Nichols on whether the Trump administration is prepared for the talks.
Talking is always better than fighting, but talking requires a lot of preparation. And there's no evidence, first of all, that there was preparation here. And second, there's nothing that the North Koreans have done to merit this except to be the rogue nation they are. Usually summits with the President of the United States are a sign of great seriousness and stature and a reward often for having good relations with the United States.
Nichols believes North Korea is setting a trap for President Trump. Relief trucks cross front lines in the rebel-held Damascus suburb of eastern Ghouta in Syria, unloaded all of its food for the trapped population. Despite fighting, the Red Cross says is coming extremely close. Fighting between the rebels and government troops has left at least 900 civilians dead. In Kenya, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the political reconciliation between President Uhuru Kenyatta and opposition leader Raila Odinga is a very positive step. Kenyatta and Odinga met for the first time last summer's contentious presidential elections to start what they call a joint push for national unity. This is VOA News. United Nations warning more than 2 million severely and acutely malnourished children in Democratic Republic of Congo are at risk of dying unless they receive urgently needed therapeutic aid. We get the story now from Lisa Schlein on how it all happened.
Years of violence and unrest in Democratic Republic of Congo have displaced more than 4.5 million people, creating widespread poverty and hunger. The United Nations refers to the DRC as one of the world's most complex humanitarian crises. It says this catastrophic situation has worsened in recent months because of an uptick in fighting in many parts of the country. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Latvian Foreign Minister Edgars Rinkevich says Russian President Vladimir Putin's recent comments on retaliating against nuclear-armed adversaries, which would inevitably lead to what he called a global catastrophe, represent a level of animosity not seen since the early Cold War. While some observers have dismissed Putin's comments as nothing more than empty threats, Rinkevich tells VOA's Russian service, neighboring countries worry that Russian willingness to invade both Ukraine and Georgia over the past decade imbues the comments with an ominous precedent of military follow-through. There have been negative reactions to newly approved U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum imports into the United States. Reuters' Sarah Hemranjani reporting.
A sharp backlash from America's Asian trading partners on Friday. That's after President Donald Trump put pen to paper and signed import tariffs on steel and aluminium into effect. Trump insists making metals within the U.S. is vital to national security. While he suggested there could be some leeway for certain countries to negotiate, Japan and South Korea are all warning of damage to U.S. relations. China produces half the world's steel, but it largely remained silent on the issue when first announced. Now Beijing says it's resolutely opposed to Trump's decision.
Reuters' Sarah Hemranjani. Governor of the U.S. state of Florida, Rick Scott, has signed a far-reaching school safety bill, placing new restrictions on guns, cementing his state's break with the National Rifle Association, and decades of Republican thinking on gun control in the aftermath of the recent Parkland High School attack. Surrounded by family members of the 17 people killed in the shooting just over 3 weeks ago, Scott said the bill balances our individual rights and need for public safety. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.